Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ready to rip Drake May a little bit,
Keith? I guess we have to. It is been a couple of bad days for Drake May. We're nothing if not honest. So we're going to discuss what we've seen thus far. There's going to be a little walkthrough action today. He's leading the stretching right now. There's a bunch of guys that are sort of leading the stretching. I don't know if these are like your favorites to be the captains.
You know, I don't. I see what you're talking about.
You know what
about.
I'm saying? Like, players are facing the larger group, and he's one of those guys. There's a ton of them. They can't all be captains, but. It is a lot of the, like, Robert Spillane's out there. Steph Diggs is out there.
Well, you got the binocs out.
I do.
You know, and I've been meaning to watch this. Find Will Campbell for me. Can he reach all the way to his toes or no?
That's not fair.
Now, can he?
He bends his knees, maybe.
Can he get his arms all the way down to his tippy toes?
I thought
toes
we were ripping Drake May, not Will Campbell.
Why
what is this?
I didn't realize you were
going to. Like, swerved me there.
I didn't realize we were going to get a stretching breakdown right out of the chute.
Yeah.
Patriots are on the field.
Yeah,
good stretch, deep hammy stretch going on out there.
Well, you don't want to have a back spasm like a 21-year-old left fielder.
Well, we'll get to that coming up.
Yeah.
All right.
Did he not stretch? What happened to him?
On the hit list today, yeah. Drake May, Will Campbell, Roman Anthony.
We'll play the hits.
Here on Jones and Keefe. We are live. Day 11 Patriots training camp. It's going to be a light one. Yeah. We warned you about this yesterday.
No helmets. They left their helmets inside.
They are sans helmets.
Yeah.
We got a joint practice tomorrow with the Commanders. They went long yesterday in pads. So a heavy practice yesterday. It's going to be light today. We're presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. McFarlandEnergy.com. And when I say we're going to rip Drake May, I still believe in May big picture. I think he's on balance, had a good, not great camp. Giardi yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. You heard the clip there off the top, graded at a B-. That's probably about right. I think going into the last couple of days, it was an A-.
Yeah, that's probably right.
And I think it's dropped a little bit because he threw two picks in the stadium. You can put it on Steph Diggs if you want. You can put it on the mix-up with Kyle Williams if you want. But as you said all day yesterday, Keith, he's the quarterback. He's involved in the turnovers. He's put a few snaps on the ground. Maybe you want to blame the centers there. Bradbury on one. Jared Wilson on two others. But he's the quarterback. He's involved in all of it.
Yeah.
He's, again, the common denominator there. And yesterday, the offense couldn't get it going in the red zone. We told you that real time. They were at the 6. They were at the 8. They were at the 25, so even out of the red zone. They couldn't get anything going until a touchdown late to Kayshon Boutte on a fourth down play that Greg Bedard said was out of bounds. All the other beat writers, my eyes, and you know how good those are,
yeah,
thought he tapped his
iffy
nose.
Iffy at best.
But it's not even, well, we're not even sure he caught it inbounds on the one nice play the first team offense made yesterday.
The best play might have been an incomplete pass.
So arrow down.
Yep.
Giardi says B-. When I say he needs a good day tomorrow in joint practices and whatever he plays on Friday, I don't mean he needs it to have a successful year. I just think he needs it to reverse the direction the offense has been going the last couple of days.
Yeah, no, I'd like to see it because I also don't think it's fair to have these overblown expectations for the offense. The offensive line still isn't great. The receivers besides Steph Diggs aren't great, but I've always been a proponent of it is the quarterback. The quarterback needs to lift the play of everybody else around him, too. There's been so many excuse-making for all the different quarterbacks that have been here the last few years. But at some point, if the quarterback truly is great, he can overcome a, you know, average skill group or an average offensive line, right? Hard to overcome just like the worst in the league. But if it's a little bit better than that, the quarterback should be able to do something with it. So I'm with you. It was looking pretty good. Of course, everybody was talking like, oh, he hasn't thrown a pick yet, hasn't thrown a pick yet through all the camp, and whether it was, you know, 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s, whatever. And then you're like, oh, that wasn't a great scrimmage on Friday, but okay.
One day.
Yeah, how are you going to follow that up? Might have been worse. Now, there was no interceptions, but it just didn't seem like he was on the same page with his receivers, and it was not a very productive day for the offense. So, yeah, I'd like to see a little bit more. And it's kind of interesting because we were doing all the different power rankings and lists and all these different things in the offseason that everybody puts out. Locally, the majority of people are pretty high on Drake May for year two.
Yeah.
Nationally, not really.
You're right.
Nobody has Drake May as a top half of the league quarterback nationally. Locally, we're like kind of talking ourselves into it. You know, we did our tiers a while ago, and we had him kind of smack dab in the middle of the pack. Yeah, he's not a top 10 quarterback yet. Now, that'd be great if he gets there. But it seems like most places have him like in the 20s. Like
I saw one yesterday, Keith, and it was more of like a gambling angle to it, but it was like using all of the props at like 11 sports books.
Yeah, he's like 21st.
Averaged all of the sports books together, and I think he checked in 23rd. I'll try to find the story now, but it was, the 20s is completely accurate.
So the expectations aren't high. Now, maybe that is some just like sort of projecting the overall offense, obviously, but that we both looked at it as like a buying opportunity, right? It was like 3,200 yards passing, 20 touchdowns. Like, yeah, he should be able to get that.
Me too.
That number's pretty low, and it's low for a reason. So maybe people are expecting more of what we've seen recently from Drake May than what he did early in the camp.
Give me the name of the author there on Yahoo who wrote this.
No.
Why? That's his name. Ben Fox?
Fox?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not F-O-X, though.
F-A-W-K-E-S.
Sky Fox. That's what they call him.
Ben Fox, that's his name. I don't dump that. That's his name.
Profanity.
Drake May checks in 23rd.
Yikes.
And this, again, averaging together, he says 12 bookmakers at 11 books. So did he double up on one, or is it one like illegal bookie he doesn't want to talk about?
and a friend of mine that makes lines.
He has Drake May 23rd. The quarterbacks right in front of him, Bo Nix, Aaron Rodgers, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold. The quarterbacks right after him, Cam Ward.
Be better than most of those guys.
Yeah, quarterbacks right after him, Cam Ward, J.J. McCarthy, Bryce Young, Justin Fields. That just gives you an idea of where these bookmakers have Drake May situated, which just illustrates your point.
Yeah.
We in New England are much higher on him than they are elsewhere.
We've overrated him a little bit, but I think we got to just be honest with what the last couple of days have looked like for him. They haven't been great. And so, yeah, my expectation still is he hits the over on a lot of those betting numbers. The team hits the over on their wins. So that's all kind of...
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Lumped together, but I think we even know from like Mike Vrabel talking about it early, they're not going to ask him to throw the ball 40 times a game anyway. Like, it's going
to
be more about
start.
Yeah, like how efficient is he? Does he keep his turnovers down? Right, like I think Mike Vrabel would be happier with, you know, 5 picks than he probably would be 30 touchdowns. Like, if that makes sense, right? Like, I think, you know, you don't want the Jameis Winston year where you're throwing a touchdown for every interception. Like, they're not looking for that, because I think right now, the way they're built, they're going to win games on defense for the most part, which I don't know if that's the best way to do it in the league, but it might be the way that this team has to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. You can climb aboard here, Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. One of many ways you can get in touch with your thoughts on Drake May for this season. Arrow pointing down the last couple of days. I think that's consistent. As you said, Keefe, while he was throwing 0 picks, we were like, boy, the guy's having a really good camp.
He's killing it.
I would have called it like an AA- going into the scrimmage on Friday. And what we saw yesterday, Giardi called it a B-. I think that's about right.
Especially the juxtaposition to the backups. It was like crazy, right? For a while there, it seemed like Dobbs couldn't complete a pass. Those guys were all like running into each other. Like, the second team was so bad that the first team looked even better. Now it seems like the second team's kind of caught up. Like, we've talked about a bunch of nice catches by Javon Baker, and they've actually looked more like an NFL team, like our NFL like second unit, and that meanwhile the first team has kind of come back down to earth.
So I think that's fair, and I think the way it's looking, you just want him to. I said earlier he needs a good joint practice and a good preseason game, however much he plays, if he plays at all, against the Commanders. Vrabel wouldn't tip his hand yesterday when he was asked about it, but I would imagine, and it's just guesswork, he'd get a series or two.
Well, I think what's going to be really fun about tomorrow, even more so than Friday, is just we've seen the same players now for 10, 11 days, right? And we've seen only 3 quarterbacks, and really Woolrich doesn't even get many reps. So we've seen basically just 2 quarterbacks on the field, and we sort of graded them against each other and like just what we expect. Jaden Daniels coming to town tomorrow, which is the opposite of what nationally ran. Like, people think he's like the 5th best quarterback already in the league.
Yeah. Arguably the best in the NFC.
So I think to see him on the field with Drake May, to see what Jaden Daniels does against the same defenses that Drake May's been going up against, I think that'll be a pretty good measuring stick. Like, do we come away from tomorrow being like, holy crap, like one quarterback is way better than the other? Or do we say, you know what, these guys are actually kind of similar. Maybe Daniels just had a better situation around him a year ago.
So, again, you guys can weigh in, 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on the direction of the offense. Now, I am scouring the field, Keith.
Are you?
For Terrell Williams, Patriots defensive coordinator.
Oh,
he's out
call.
There. You're giving me a thumbs up, Terp. Thank you. So, Cadlick said he's out there. I'm trying to see him. You got the binocs over there, but Terp has given us the thumbs up. He is here. Well, some have said collapsed yesterday on the field.
Yeah.
I didn't have eyeballs on that, but he had to leave Patriots practice yesterday due to dehydration. The Patriots came out with a statement and said he's fine. I would just say now that he's had a couple of health scares, one where he was away for the team for a while, this one much more minor yesterday, I would say, you know, banking on getting anything out of him this year is a dangerous game for the Patriots. And one thing I would wonder, because we've illustrated this a lot, Keith, and obviously you hope he's doing well.
Yeah, of course.
His health is the most important beyond anything else. What he can contribute to this team, you want him to be healthy. If he needs time away, take time away.
Right, right, right.
But that will impact Vrabel on the field. We've seen him very, very, very involved, and we've highlighted this a lot with Drake May when he's been out there. He's usually gravitating towards the offense, not entirely, but gravitating towards that first-team offense when they're working through things. For instance, the defense is on one field right now. The offense is on another. More often than not, we see him out there with the offense when the two sides are separated. Not all the time,
right?
But that's typically what we see.
Yeah, a lot of camp he has been.
So I think one thing you have to ask is Vrabel going to have to take on more of a responsibility with the defense if Terrell Williams needs time away? He's already had time away.
Yeah.
And Zach Kerr stepped in for him. That's who was calling plays yesterday when Williams left the field. You have to wonder if some of Vrabel's focus and attention is going to be directed to the defense if Williams can't give it his all, if Williams, heaven forbid, has another setback. And I just wonder if that's the way they want to structure it, and I wonder if that impacts the development and the trajectory of Drake May in any way.
No, it's a good question. And, yeah, Vrabel was just with the D-line as you were talking about that, but now he's jogging over to join the offense. And, yeah, he was even asked about that a couple of media sessions ago, and he was saying he is spending more time with the offense. And part of it was he wanted to really learn Josh McDaniels' offense so he knew better how to coach it. So I think he's like, I know what the defense is going to be. He's been with Terrell Williams for a really, really long time. That's sort of their defense, whereas he's trying to figure out the offense a little bit more. But, yeah, like what is that drop-off? Because was it Zach Kerr who's been sort of filling in? Like, what's Mike Vrabel's confidence level in him versus he feels like he needs to do it? And so it's not ideal. I mean, it's his staff, especially on defense, right? We feel like on offense, maybe some of the assistants are his guys, but McDaniels isn't. But maybe this is where you have the benefit of having a former head coach as your offensive coordinator. So if you really need him to sort of take on the offense, then so be it. That's what it's going to be. And if Mike Vrabel has to run the defense, then that's what it's going to be, right? Like, it's not like you're leaving it to Alex Van Pelt. All due respect, a friend of the show, Alex Van Pelt, or like some first year coordinator. You're not doing that. So if you have to lean one side of the ball, I don't think it'll kill him.
No, I don't think it'll kill him either. But I just wonder if that's the ideal way to set it up. We were just talking about that Ben Solak list the other day. Patriots coaching staff was 20th. On his rankings. One of the coaches he was actually quite excited about was Williams.
Yeah.
And, you know, we haven't had a lot of interactions with him, meaning as the media. It's not like you and I have interviewed him, but even as the media, there haven't been a ton of interactions with him.
No, we missed a couple. He did one, like, on a Zoom, remember?
Right.
Like, yeah.
And you know, he talked about the defense wanting to be violent and all this.
Yeah, yeah.
He's well-regarded as a D-line coach. We'll see what he is as a coordinator. He's never had that opportunity. We don't even know the extent of the first health scare. We don't know all the details on that. As far as I know, it's unknown. And so you just have to wonder if they can set things up the way they want to. It seems like Vrabel wants to be real hands-on. As you said, at least in camp, maybe that's just to learn the McDaniels offense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at least in camp, I wonder if some of that attention will be diverted as the season goes. We'll talk to Tommy Curran, as Keith mentioned.
You can repeat yourself. The audience is always changing.
That's a good point. I have heard that.
Yep.
Tommy Curran's going to join us at 1 after the Patriots walkthrough today. Should be a light one. I think we were scheduled to talk to Mike Lombardi at some point today. I know we're very, very excited about that.
I like that.
Plus, we have all the other bells and whistles on the show. Tier Tuesday, we are going to tier off our favorite ice cream flavors and least favorite ice cream flavors, as it were.
There's a lot of ice cream flavors, so we might have to leave some out. I don't know if we can do every single ice cream flavor,
you know,
but
what?
We're going to do a lot of them. A lot of ice cream flavors.
If we miss any of them, you can let us know. We also have a Key for Madness for you at 12:45.
This one involves just to give you a little tease, a little look ahead.
Yeah, sure.
It does involve sports. It also involves animal, like a creature feature as well.
Oh, it blends them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Okay, well, pretty good. We'll stay tuned for that at 12:45. Jam-packed program for you today on Jones and Keefe. Let's get back to some veterans that may be in trouble when it comes to their roster spots on the Patriots. We'll do that coming up right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.